Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Clark County Commissioner Steve Sisolak is mulling a bid for governor in 2014. We'll ask him some tough questions about the issues. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Jill Derby, Angie Taylor, and Dan Mason. It's all coming up next on our all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program County Commissioner of Clark County, Steve Sisolak. Welcome back to the program, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Been a lot of talk about the potential of you running for governor against Brian Sandoval on the Democratic side. Are you still considering that?
I'm looking at my options. We're exploring our options. We've done, in the process of beginning some polling and some focus groups, doing some research. So we're going to take a slow, methodical approach to it and wait and see what it bears out in the future and come to a good decision.
Okay, so I know that nobody likes to talk about hypotheticals, but having said that, let's talk about some hypotheticals. This would be an extremely high-profile race, obviously. Millions of dollars would need to be raised. The governor has been fundraising ever since he got into office. How much money do you think it would take to run a gubernatorial race, especially when you are fairly unknown in the northern part of the state? Some people know you from your time on the Board of Regents, but essentially you're very well known in southern Nevada, but not so well known in northern Nevada. So how much money do you think it would take?
Well, I spend my time focusing on working for the county, not fundraising. I think the governor's obviously gotten out early doing fundraising. I prefer to spend my time chairing the Clark County Commission and dealing with the issues that we're facing on a day-to-day basis. I've been contacted by a significant number of people, both on a local and a national basis, and I know we're into the millions of dollars in terms of what the campaign would cost, but I've been assured that if I do decide to get into the race, that we'll have more than enough money to put up a viable campaign.
Would you self-fund?
Well, I would, you know, I contributed to my last campaign to a certain extent. I'm not going to fund an entire campaign. But, I did put in seed money in my initial campaign when I run for the county commission. And if that's something, I wouldn't be hesitant to do. But I'm confident that I've got enough support that I could raise the money that was necessary, as I say, to run a good campaign.
Are you surprised that no other major Democrats have decided to jump into this race?
Well, I can't speak, Sam, for anyone else, frankly. I'm just looking at my own position. I mean, the governor's been there for going on the end of his first term here and gone through two legislative sessions, and some people like what he's done, some people disagree with what he's done, so everyone has to make their own decision. I encourage him to do that. That's what I'll do, and others, I'm sure, have done their research, their due diligence, their polling, and we'll do likewise and come to our own decision. But I'm not going to be pressured into it or rushed into it. It's something that I'm not interested in getting into to be a sacrificial lamb. I'd be interested in getting in if I thought that we could have a discussion about issues that were important to the citizens of the state of Nevada, and that there was a path to victory to succeed in the race.
Where do you think your biggest disagreements with the governor are in terms of policy?
Well, there's several things that have happened during the session. I mean, mental health is one that's extremely important. I think it's high profile. The underfunding, the situation as it relates to the mental health situation in Southern Nevada at Ross and Neal. Gun checks is another one that he and I are different sides on. The tax increases that he's the sunsetting that he didn't sunset, the enabling of, millions and millions of dollars of taxes to be increased both in Washoe and Clark County are something that I think he and I are different sides on. So I'm sure there's differences between us, there's similarities between us, and if we do get into a campaign, then that's an if. Will do a good job in terms of bringing out those differences.
Well, let's talk about some of those issues. Now, the governor is trying to get funding for Ross and Neal for that mental health facility. Is that not enough?
I think it's a little late, obviously. I mean, this has been an ongoing problem. I don't think it's enough funding. Mental health, the problem is that there is not a lobbyist. They don't have an organized lobby group that lobbies for mental health patients and their families and the lack of care. And unfortunately, it seems to have fallen under the radar for political purposes, and it wasn't funded. Whoever's to blame for that, and I'm not pointing it all at the governor, it just hasn't been funded adequately. And we're using the Clark County Detention Center as a mental health facility, and that's just not fair. It's not reasonable to anyone. So I think it's been kind of ignored until there's been a few high-profile cases that have come about. How many remain to be brought forward is something I don't know, but I don't think it's been funded adequately, and I think it's a situation that's not understood, and we're a little late to the table, but better late than never.
Specifically, how much money do you think needs to be poured into mental health in the Sorba State? Because I know in talking, we had former State Senator Randolph Townsend on the program a few weeks ago, and he was talking about how it is such a huge problem, and it would take many, many millions of dollars to be able to solve this problem. And not that you're ever going to solve it, but to
I don't have a dollar amount that I could give you, just like I don't have a dollar amount what it's going to take to fix the situation we have at UMC. I think it's more of a change in perception, and it's a change in your priorities that need to come about. And mental health has to be something that's recognized as being an issue that's important to not only the legislature but the governor, and it is important to the citizens of Nevada. And it needs to be treated as a top-shelf important issue, and I don't think to this point that's happened.
Do you think that part of the problem is that mental health really doesn't have its own advocacy? Obviously, the people who are mentally ill can't advocate for themselves. You lost Sheila Leslie, Randolph Townsend from the legislature. You really haven't had anybody who is out there in front on this issue.
You're absolutely right. That's one of the biggest problems. And some of the champions that we did have, like Sheila and Randolph, were absolutely great advocates for the cause, and they couldn't accomplish as much as they'd have liked to, and I wish that they could have accomplished more, but their voices were heard but not listened to, and that's unfortunate. But we don't have a real advocate. That's not the kind of group that's going to be able to hire high-profile, powerful lobbyists to come forward and fund for and argue for more money like some of the other interest groups that get more attention seem to be able to do. But this is a situation that faces everyone in the state of Nevada. And like I say, it's a law enforcement issue, it's a health-related issue, and it's something that needs to be talked about. We need to recognize it as being a problem as opposed to just ignoring it and hoping it goes away, which to my opinion is a lot of what's happened thus far.
All right, let's take a break. More with Steve Sisolak when we come back.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Clark County Commissioner Steve Sisolak. And for those that may not realize it, in Northern Nevada, the Clark County Commission is pretty much the most powerful board in the state. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Continuing this line of questions here, you said you didn't like the tax increases that the governor put forward, and he, of course, would disagree and say that not allowing those taxes to sunset is not a tax increase. But on the other side, there are prominent people like Chuck Muth, for example, who've been screaming about this ever since it happened. So if you would have allowed, if you had been governor at the time and you would have allowed those taxes to sunset, would you have then had to cut the budget by $600 million plus, or would you have found another taxing venue to be able to make up that money? Your thoughts on that?
Well, first off, I think it's important to point out that it's clearly a tax increase. I mean, if you buy a car and you have 5 years' worth of payments, you work an agreement with the dealership that you're going to pay for the car for 5 years, you pay it off in 5 years, and then the dealership comes back and says, you know what, we want you to pay for next year, we're not going to sunset those payments, that's an increase. I don't care what else you call it. You can spin it whatever way you choose to as for political purposes, but it's clearly a tax increase. I am in favor of more revenue for the state of Nevada. I just think it needs to be done in a fair, stable, and equitable way, and that has just not happened to this point. Whether you decide to use sales tax and broaden the base and lower the rate, whether you decide to come up with some type of a gross revenue, gross receipts tax, that's something I'd be interested in looking at. We have to do something to capture folks that are currently not paying their share of the taxes. And rather than do that, what I think happened just didn't solve the problem. It's a Band-Aid bubblegum approach. They're putting this together, and I just don't think it's serving the citizens of Nevada well.
All right, then let me ask you then, as you're talking about gross receipts tax, that was first proposed by Governor Kenny Gwynn back in 2003 during a session, and it failed there. And now you have the teachers' margins tax. Are you in favor of a teachers' margins tax?
I'm in favor of an overall broad tax. Whether it's that one at a lower rate, I think that rate is a little bit high. But I am in favor of some type of a revenue stream that will bring in revenue that currently is not being captured from those that are not paying. We cannot continue to tax the people that we have here that are doing their fair share more and more and let others that are paying nothing away with that being able to pay nothing. And I think that's what has not been addressed. We need to capture revenue that is currently not being captured because of loopholes or because of situations in our tax code, in our situation that, you know, their income is not being treated the same way.
But do you not have a concern about teachers' margins tax about businesses who have a high revenue but are not necessarily making money, and they may be losing money, who would still be taxed that margins tax?
You're always going to have situations, without a doubt. And I'm not saying that the margins tax is the best avenue. I'm not advocating that at all. I'm not saying it's the best vehicle. I'm saying that we need to put two or three choices on the table and sit down in a room and come up with what the best revenue source would be. I mean, they've had study after study. You've mentioned some of the studies that have come forward. I don't know what the best way to go. If it's a matter of the three that have come to my mind that have been discussed quite a bit recently when I've attended various neighborhood meetings, association meetings or whatnot, is the margins gross receipts type tax, one of those, changing the property tax to lower the tax rate and remove the cap that exists, and also to change the sales tax to broaden the base and lower the rate. All of them would be less regressive. They would be protecting the lower income folks and making sure that we capture people that are currently not being treated same. They're not paying anything into the state. They come in, they take money out of the state of Nevada. They don't provide anything for the infrastructure and leave it to the citizens that have been here a long time to have to carry that entire burden. And Sam, that's simply not fair.
Do you think the legislature was displaying great cowardice by passing the enabling legislation for both the cops in Clark County and also for the Washoe County School District from your comments in the previous segment?
Well, I don't want to say that they displayed cowardice. I think that the appropriate thing to do would have been for them to make a decision. They chose not to do that, and they delegated that responsibility to the two county commissions. I think you're elected to make hard decisions, and on the Board of County Commissioners in Clark County here, we make very hard decisions, and we're willing to analyze the facts and make those decisions, and we will do so accordingly. We've got the more cops tax in a week, and we've got the fuel tax coming in the months after that. So we will analyze the situation. It's our responsibility now, because that's where the legislature put it. That's where the governor put it, as opposed to doing what he thought was the right thing, and that we'll deal with it.
The governor, as everybody knows, is a very friendly, nice guy, and very personable. But his campaigns are the exact opposite. They have been tough and nasty going all the way back to his time as attorney general. Are you concerned that some of the personal situations in your life that occurred in 2012 would become a main focus of any campaign, whether it was done by the Sandoval campaign or by a third party? And are you prepared to put yourself and your family through that again?
My life is very much an open book. I don't think anybody can dispute that. I mean, there's more been written about my life and everything that I've done in my life than most people that are in public office today. And I think there's a lot of issues that we need to focus on in the state of Nevada. You can choose to focus on those, or you can choose to focus on throwing mud. And if a candidate chooses to focus on throwing mud as opposed to addressing the issues, that's their choice. I can't decide how they're going to run their campaign, but I can just speak for myself and how I feel and how I would run mine.
All right, Steve Sisolak, Clark County Commission, I should say. Pleasure to have you back on the program. And when you make your final decision, please make sure that you announce it right here on Nevada Newsmakers.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Hello, my name is Marshall with Marshall Realty, and I want to thank you for making us your number one short sale expert. And if you ever heard the word no from any bank, I promise you results and a fresh start. Call me today.
Your beauty and your health demand something even greater, your peace of mind. Talbot Plastic Surgery Center takes the time to listen to your needs and guide you to the best solution for you and you alone.
As a board-certified cosmetic and reconstructive plastic surgeon, I combine the latest treatments with compassion, commitment, and expertise to help you look and feel your best. Call me today for your consultation.
Talbot Plastic Surgery Center, a surgeon's hand, a woman's touch.
Become a big brother today. Call 352-3202. I did, and it's the best hour of my week.
Hi, my name is Marshall with Marshall Realty, and 2013 is the time to take action. There are so many programs that can help homeowners, but a lot of these programs are going to end this year, and they will affect you. So call me today for a free consultation.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Jill Derby is here, the former Nevada Democratic Party chair. Angie Taylor is a consultant with Guardian Quest. And Dan Mason is with News Talk 780 KOH. He's the program director and also the afternoon host. Pleasure to have you all here. A fascinating interview with Steve Sisolak. You served with him on the Board of Regents.
Yes, I did.
Your thoughts on those days and that interview?
I served probably 6 years with Steve. And he's very smart, very quick. You heard how articulate he is. He's very political and very
wealthy
and wealthy.
And do you have anything more to say? I mean, would he make a good governor? What were your thoughts on his comments?
Well, I found his comments interesting. I mean, I think on a broader level, Governor Sandoval is so popular, that is really the issue in that race, whether anybody could beat Governor Sandoval. And I was a bit surprised that Steve would. He hasn't thrown his hat in, but that he would put it forward. And yet we all know the Clark County Commission is a very big stage.
And also the registration of Democrats in the state is not to be mocked.
Not to be mocked.
In some of his comments here about, for example, the sunsetting of taxes, I thought for a moment he changed parties and now was an extremely conservative Republican.
I asked myself that question. I was like, is he a Democrat? What was he saying? He did elaborate on that later on. And ultimately what he's saying is what most Democrats in the state do say is more revenue. I don't disagree with them, on the other hand, that the whole tax structure in Nevada has got to be looked at. It's not correct. It hasn't been for a long time. And we do need to look at it. When he talked about those not paying, I kept saying to myself, who are you talking about?
Jill, would you have a thought on who's not paying?
Yeah, no, I found the same thing quite interesting. But, you know, the way he framed it about broadening it out with people seems like a very reasonable and a fair sort of proposition.
Angie, one of the things that he talked about was mental health and more money needed to go into mental health. Mm-hmm. But that is not a topic that the average citizen talks about. And sadly, because it affects so many, for example, you know, the emergency rooms are full of patients that should be in mental institutions, mm-hmm. and the cost is so great. But how do you see that coming about?
Well, I think part of it is it's been hot-button issues in our state. If you look at, you know, Assemblyman Brooks, and you look at, you know, releasing the prisoners and, you know, that whole debacle. But primarily it's been on the stage in the southern part of the state. So it's even more foreign for us a little bit in the northern part. It's a big issue, and a lot of families are impacted. I found myself thinking, if the families that are impacted by this and realize that's what they're dealing with, that would get their attention. But for those that aren't impacted, or in some cases you don't really know that your family member is dealing with mental illness, it's going to be a tougher sale, especially in the north.
You know, go ahead, Jill.
Well, just Sheila Leslie was such a big advocate for it. I think that whole topic misses her advocacy.
Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on that, Dan?
He is correct when he said there are an awful lot of people that don't want to pay any attention to this. And a lot of those people, it's simply because we don't have the money, or it isn't allocated at this point to deal with the issue. And he brought up his differences with the governor on the gun issue. The mental health aspect of that debate is very important as well. But I think he hit it right on the head. There's a lot of people who would just like this to just go away so they don't have to talk about it, and we have to talk about it.
And I also think their families, in some cases, it's still kind of taboo. People still are uncomfortable, and my family doesn't deal with it, at least to my knowledge, but so I can certainly respect that. It's uncomfortable to say, hey, I have a family member that needs medication, that needs treatment, that needs therapy. We still haven't made it okay yet to come forward and be a strong outward advocate because of a personal issue.
Interesting, too, that he talked about the enabling legislation that is being forced upon both Clark County and Washoe County. These are two really big issues. Sheriff Gillespie really needs that additional money for cops in Southern Nevada, and he needs a supermajority of the commission to vote in favor there. The same story up in Northern Nevada as far as the Washoe County school districts, and he's saying, no, it's not, you know, the right way to go.
Well, certainly they pass the buck. And, you know, we've all heard the frustration of those county commissioners. And you have to look at it as really almost a dereliction of the responsibility at the state level. Those are their elected representatives.
See, that's the polite way. That's what I should have said. Dereliction of duty, not cowardice.
But we've heard how frustrated they are at the commission level. And I think it was very questionable that it happened that way.
On the other level, you know, the personal level, and just for those that may not be aware of this, back in 2012, he was in a nasty battle with his ex-girlfriend. There were some accusations made about inappropriate contact with his girlfriend's daughter. That was all disproved. The allegations all went away. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Governor Sandoval's campaigns, and I'm not talking about Governor Sandoval, but his campaigns have been about as tough as I have ever seen in this state. And I think that...
Yet they call him Governor Sonny. What's up with that?
Because, as always, there's a difference between governing and campaigning. And the governor always presents a very polished and friendly image, but the campaigns are certainly as tough as you would ever want to see.
It's a short answer. It was disproved. Leave it alone.
Okay.
Politics is a blood sport. You're absolutely right about that. And even though there may not be an issue there, and it was disproved, that's certainly enough for me. Unfortunately, we've seen how many non-issues or very, very small issues become huge issues in campaigns. So I'm sure Steve Sisolak would expect that to be the case.
I would only add that Steve's no stranger to controversy, and he's a very tough fighter. So
he made a lot of money by fighting the county over that airport property and walked away with over $15 million.
Yes.
No wimps on the Clark County Commission, I guess.
Not right now. Thank you all. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Get the best seafood in town at Scampi. Enjoy the lunch special from 11 to 2. All-you-can-eat soup, salad, pasta, and homemade focaccia bread. The best seafood and pasta selection is at 425 South Virginia. Scampi, Reno's new dining spot.
For the latest in health and your care, tune in to Wellness Wednesdays on the News 4 Forum, brought to you by St. Mary's Regional Medical Center.
Hi, I'm Jan. Can I help you?
Oh, we're looking for something big, really big.
The Sequoia seats 8.
Actually, not that big. Big, but not big.
The Highlander is a nice family SUV.
But bigger than that.
But not that big.
We have 6 SUVs to choose from, so you're sure to find the perfect one for you. So what color are you thinking?
Red.
But not that red.
Lease a 2013 Highlander Sienna or Venza for $299 a month or get 0% APR or great cash back on Highlander Sienna or Venza. Toyota, let's go places.
Wednesdays are wild on This, with hard-edged heroes taking one wild ride all day and all night. From wars to westerns, cowboys to commandos, it doesn't get any wilder than this. Wednesdays are wild on This.
Are you looking for a new job? Then check out the News 4 Career Center. Contact Carrie Walker if your organization wants to be notified of KRNV job opportunities.
Moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life.
Here I come.
Take time to be a dad today.
Daddy, I'm gonna find you.
On the next broadcast, Howard Rosenberg will be here and we'll ask him the question, is Mel Brooks a racist?